Hello and welcome to the Sit Back and Chat podcast. I'm currently laying down in my bed in pajamas. And you know what? I make these episodes for relatability. I'm sharing my life experience, my life insights, advice, all of that stuff. So if I feel like I need to share that from my bed, then so be it. I figured that this could be a part of like a slumber party type saga, like these episodes. I was thinking of calling it bedside banter. What do you think about that? Or like slumber saga, cozy chronicles, pajama parables, something like that. We'll figure out a name eventually. This is just me being authentic with relatable experience and advice brought to you. So if you want to hop in your bed, be my guest. If you're being productive right now, congrats. That's just, I feel like I did work all day. Like I need a second. I'm just in the mood to chat, to vibe, all of that. So life update, what's been going on with me? Oh my gosh, last week, I quite literally had the worst week of my college experience. Other than my freshman year, when I was sick for like a week and a half straight, 103 fever, shivering, I was going through it, y'all. But last week was just a pretty low mental health week for me. I just felt drained, exhausted. I just got done with midterms. It was just a lot. So if you were going through something, just know that you are able to power through it. You will get through it. And I know that times feel tough and things get really hard, but you've gotten through all of the other hard stuff. So you will definitely get through this as well. Speaking of midterms, this was low-key so embarrassing, but come to find out, I'm just better with physical flashcards. I kid you not. I had like the entire pack of index cards I used for this one exam. And I'm literally walking through the exam, flashcards in my hand, doing the flashcards, locked in. I only got two wrong on the test, so as I should. And we have like the lowest class average out of all of our exams so far. Yeah, so study hack, study tip, get some physical flashcards and write stuff down. Do fill in the blank, like I probably could have taught the class after that. What else has been going on in life? Well, currently right now, my right arm is hurting because this microphone, like it's not heavy, but it definitely has some weight. So my right arm wasn't feeling it. I need to like get into the gym and start lifting, honestly. I don't know how people are gym rats. I feel like I had like a gym rat era in junior year of high school where I would go to the gym every day for like 2 hours, like clockwork. I enjoyed it. I didn't need motivation. I just did it. That's just not how life has been lately. Once I get there, like I have no problem working out, but it's just physically bringing myself there is the hardest part because I feel like I'm very particular. I don't know. This is something I should probably like get evaluated for, but I have to do things a certain way all the time or else I'll like kind of freak out a little bit. I can't go to the gym and not be able to shower after, but I feel like if I shower at night, then I don't like to shower in the morning because it feels like I just showered twice too close together. I don't know if any of this is making sense, and I feel like I'm just rambling, but this is like truly slumber party talk, like where I'm just talking about nonsense. I feel like there's so much I haven't talked about on the podcast. I'll actually take notes because there's been like a lot of cool things going on in my life, a lot of things I've learned from. I'll make a list and make another episode where I have like my thoughts gathered a little bit more. But today, I figured we could have our first slumber saga bedside banter with Brooklyn and talk about a few things. So today we're going to be talking about comparison, jealousy, audacity, and confidence. Apparently that's what I have written down. Didn't remember that many things being on the agenda, but here we are. Comparison. I feel like in the day and age where we have social media and, you know, things like that, plus if you just like are around a lot of people, have a lot of friends or acquaintances, it's so easy to start comparing yourself to like what other people are doing, what other people have, what other people are. But at the end of the day, comparing yourself to others will literally do nothing for you other than drive you crazy. That's literally it. You're willingly driving yourself crazy. A lot of people like to refer to the adage, comparison is the thief of joy. And I truly believe that because when you're comparing yourself to other people, like you'll just never be at peace because you'll never be them. I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to be the first person to say it. Whoever you're trying to be, you will never be them because you are you. And that is your superpower. You should be proud to be you. You should be, like, joyous to be you and pouring so much into yourself to become better. Why compare yourself to other people when you can compare you to who you were yesterday or you to previous best versions of yourself? I think it can be healthy when you're comparing yourself to yourself as a way to get better, not comparing yourself and like tearing yourself down. Like, a year ago today, I was more fit. Like, okay. But instead of seeing it as like, oh, I'm a failure now, I let myself go, see it as, okay, well, I was fit then. That shows that I can still be fit now. So what do I need to do to get where I want to be? With comparison, I truly just compare me to me. That's literally the only comparison. I will always be me. You will always be you. Like, I can't compare myself to anyone else because it just wouldn't be fair. It's not the same playing field because we're not the same, and that's okay. And there's also versions of yourself that aren't the same. Like, me today is not the same person as me a year ago, and that's okay, and that's honestly for the best. But I can compare like how much I've grown. I can compare what I had then that I kind of lack now that I should try to regain. Like, there's just so many aspects to look at this. All in all, I'm not worried about what anyone else is doing because it's irrelevant. I'm only worried about me and what I'm doing, what I did, and what I could be doing. That's really the end of the story. My only competition is just better versions of myself, whether I was previously in that version or I'm trying to become that version. That's my only competition. That's something attainable I can work towards. Me comparing myself to Beyonce or something like that is honestly foolish because I will never be Beyonce and she will never be me. So it's like, why am I comparing two things that aren't even alike? Comparing yourself to others is just wasting the time that you could have been using to better yourself. I had to kind of just learn that over time, but I'm telling you that now. You're wasting your time comparing yourself to other people. Just make yourself better. Do better. Achieve the goals you want to achieve. Change the things about yourself you want to change. Strengthen the great parts about you. Diminish your flaws, like all of that. There's a song, I really want to say what the song is correctly. I don't know, I think it's called Everything I Am. In the song, he says, "Everything I'm not makes me everything I am." And I feel like that line and that message of the song really speaks to me because you have to accept who you are. Focus on the things that make you different and the things that make you you and strengthen them. What you lack doesn't take away from what you have. Don't just sit in a mindset where you're constantly thinking about what you don't have, what you aren't, like what you will never be. Instead, think of the positives, the things that you are, the things that you do have, what you can do, like all of that stuff. It's your mindset, truly. Moving on to jealousy. Jealousy is an interesting topic only because I think jealousy is stupid, to be quite frank with you. And this is why. My mother taught me from a very young age that there's just no point to be jealous of anyone or anything because you can have anything that someone else has. Point blank, period. Jealousy is truly just showing that you lack the ability to view things as inspiration, and instead you resent people for the things that they have or in the things that they are, instead of just being inspired by them and trying to emulate whatever they have in your own life or gain whatever they have. Like, just take inspiration. There's no reason to be mad. There's no reason to be hateful. You can literally have anything that anyone else has, and them having it is just further proof of that. If they can obtain it, why can't you? Don't cut yourself short being negative and hateful. Instead of being like, oh, this person has these Uggs that I want, because I've been, okay, kind of off track, I've been wanting the Tasman Uggs chestnut color, size 8, if anyone wants to get them for me, but they are literally out of stock everywhere, and I was looking at them over the summer, like early July. They were on back order until mid-August, so I should have bought them then, but now that it's already fall, like, you literally cannot get them from anywhere other than like reseller sites who are selling them for like three times the price that they actually retail for. So it's getting crazy. It's getting sick. Back to the point I was trying to make is that someone who has those Uggs shows that I can have them too. Because like if they can obtain it, so can I. Like nothing is out of reach for me. Once you know that you could have anything that anyone else has, and even better than that, you just realize that there's just no reason to be jealous and you will never feel jealous of anyone. I don't think I've experienced jealousy since I was like a small child. Maybe a few times in high school, but it quickly got out of my system because of what she taught me at a young age. Jealousy is a trait that you just truly do not want to be a part of your aura because it's very hateful, it's very dimming, dark, negative, all that stuff. You don't want that to be a part of who you are at all, and you don't want to give off that energy. You can have anything that anyone else has, so no need to be jealous, be inspired, and get to work. Moving on to audacity. Okay, when I say audacity, I mean it in a different connotation. Is that the word? We'll see. To not be afraid to comment and say that I'm using words incorrectly if I am. Anyways, you have to have the audacity to take the steps and put yourself in spaces that will take you to where you want to be. Our biggest hindrances are truly just ourselves. There's been so many times I've talked myself out of doing things. I was literally about to talk myself out of recording this episode because I'm like, oh, I don't look good enough right now. Like, I don't have my makeup done for real. Like, I'm not in a nice outfit. The background isn't super aesthetic, but it's like, who cares? Literally, who cares? If I have something that I want to say, something that I need to say, then I need to say it. The thing is, waiting for the perfect time and the perfect circumstances to do anything is just procrastination. You're just waiting because there literally never is a perfect time. Life is imperfect. We are imperfect. Nothing is perfect. So you trying to wait for something that's like truly just really never gonna come. Like there could be better times, but perfect doesn't really exist. So it's like you just have to go for it because honestly, the perfect time is now. The perfect time is ASAP. Just do it. Literally just do it because the stalling and the waiting, but I need this first. I need a new camera before I can film a video podcast. I need a studio before I can film a video podcast. Listen, all I have right now is my microphone, a few lights, which is mostly just my lamp and a candle, and the front-facing camera of my phone. Like, I am out here DIYing a video production studio. Take that as a sign that it's time to start whatever you're trying to start, because as you practice, as you do what you want with what you have, that's when you can start obtaining more stuff to make it better. But you literally just have to start. As you're getting better at it, then now you're able to start getting better equipment, better opportunities, whatever the case may be. If I get this brand new camera to film this video podcast, all these studio lights, a really nice background, and I've never filmed it before, the first video is still probably not going to be as good as the 10th because it's your first one. So you don't necessarily need all of that at the start. You just need to start. That's it. My arm is really, really hurt. I feel like I've said this like 5 million times in this episode. Oh my gosh, I need to do some push-ups. Jeez. Anyways, don't pass up applying for something or trying something because you think that there's more qualified candidates, you're not ready, you're not qualified enough yet. You are doing a disservice to yourself by waiting and waiting and waiting, especially if there's no action behind the waiting. Like, I need to practice my public speaking skills a little bit more before I start a podcast. And then you actually don't even practice your public speaking skills. And then in turn, you don't even start the podcast. Literally, you starting your podcast as practicing your public speaking skills. You just have to start. People are so scared of failure, but it's like failure is literally inevitable. You can't escape it. You're going to fail at something in your life. And if you don't think you're going to fail at anything at all in life, you're delusional in a bad way. So Dare to be different. Dare to fail. Dare to try. You will hear about so many people, especially older people, that have so many regrets of things that they didn't do in their life, things that they didn't try, things that they didn't take a chance on. You literally live once. Take that chance. Take that jump. Just do it. You literally have nothing to lose. My thing is, I don't regret anything, and I want to continue not regretting anything, but I feel like I would regret things if I just didn't do them. A good example of this is that in high school, my friends would always come to me for like romantic related advice. I don't know why, but people always come to me with stuff like that. So anyways, it'd be the same thing. Oh, I like so-and-so, but I don't want to tell them, or what do I say? All of that stuff, you know how it goes. I would always talk my friends into telling whoever that they like them, because I think about it like this. If you don't tell them, then you're constantly just going to be thinking about the what ifs. What if I told them? What would have happened? Maybe they liked me. Maybe they don't like me. But it's like, you can sit around and say, maybe they like me. Maybe they don't like me. Maybe we would have dated, all you want. But if you just take action and tell them and let them know where you're at, then you'll get your answer. Why would I want to spend my life having a bunch of unknowns floating in my head and I just never knew the outcome because I never tried to find the outcome? I never want to sit around being like, what if this, what if that? I just want to be like, oh, this happened. I would just rather know. Maybe that's just me, but I would rather know. Even when I started this podcast, I literally talked myself out of doing it like so many times before I actually put out the first episode in 2020. Yeah, I was just too scared to do it. I was too scared to see what other people were gonna say. Blase, blase, blase. I'm so glad that I did it because now I know the outcome. I know all of the things that I've accomplished through it, all of the opportunities I've gained, just everything. Had I never done that, I would be sitting in college in this bed right now, not recording an episode, but thinking, what if I did start that podcast in 2020? Do you know how terrible that would be? Instead of being like, oh, I know what happened because I just did it. Just do the things that you want to do. Start now. I have so many examples about just having the audacity to do things. Like, don't stop yourself from doing something because you feel like others may do it better. Hear me out. No one is you. I don't care how qualified someone is, how long they've been doing something. You are going to have a different perspective than them. You're going to have a different way of doing things from them because you are not the same as them. Over the summer, I started giving private tennis lessons. I am by no means a tennis pro, a tennis guru, a tennis anything. I didn't let the fact that there's tennis pros giving lessons stop me from trying to give my own. You know why? Because we're different. They're not going to explain things the way that I explain them. They're not going to do the same drills as me. They're not going to have the same purpose as me. They're not going to reach the same audiences as me. We're different. So just because we have the Serena and Venus Williams of the world and tennis pros who've been coaching for 30 years, that doesn't take away from what I bring to the table and what I can offer to the world. I could have been intimidated and been like, oh no, but there's people that are better at tennis than me, so I'm not going to do it. And then what? Just had an idea and never let it come to fruition. I made so much money over the summer. I worked really hard though, so it wasn't like it was super easy money coming in. It was nothing like that. But for a college student over the summer, I easily took in way more than anyone else working a summer job or internship made. And this was my own thing. I wasn't working under anyone else. I created my tennis lesson business, quote unquote, from the ground up. I literally woke up one day, I said, Mom, I need to work this summer because I want money and I want to work this summer. But I was looking at job applications and I'm like, I'm not going there from 2 to 10 every night. Like, I'm just not doing it to like have a job that I don't care about, have no passion for, don't want to be there. What is the point? I'm wasting my time, and time is so precious. I want to do something that I love to do, but monetize it. And I did exactly that. I literally found a picture of me with a tennis racket and I typed up a little thing basically saying that I played tennis in high school. I'm a college student who's giving out tennis lessons this summer. Let me know if you're interested. I mean, obviously it was a lot better formulated than that, but that is the gist. Posted it on a few community Facebook groups. When I tell you, that night, I literally had to make a booking website and like do all these things because I had no idea how many people were going to be interested, how many people that were going to take it seriously, how many people that wanted lessons like 2 days later. I had no idea. I literally posted this expecting like maybe to get 5 people max. I was fully booked for the entire summer, June through August, a week after making that Facebook post. Remind you, I'm not a tennis pro. I haven't been coaching tennis for 10 plus years. I'm literally a college student who played tennis in high school and was decently good. That is literally it. So have the audacity to follow your dreams. Have the audacity to just chase business ventures, to do whatever you want to do, to start painting, to apply for a job that wants 5 years of experience, but you only have 2. Have the audacity to do it because you never know what can come from it. If you're already just telling yourself in the gate, oh no, this won't work for me, then you're cutting yourself short by not even trying. Audacity is just like low-key believing in yourself, like just having the audacity to be in those spaces and believe that everything works out for you. But like I said, I'm nowhere near a tennis pro, but I was still fully booked all summer, making my own rates, giving tennis lessons. And I'm not a tennis pro. I had very little experience coaching, and I could probably name 5 people off the top of my head that I know personally in my own life that are better at tennis than me. And even then, I was still able to make that come true. The thing is, it's so rewarding in the fact that the parents of clients who still message me to this day saying so-and-so misses you, like we can't wait to play tennis with you next summer, how they're telling their friends about it. Sometimes it's not the skill that makes a good coach necessarily, or how many tournaments they've won, what teams they've played for. Sometimes it's just like how you explain things, the energy you give off, and the value that you bring. A lot of the value that I was bringing to my tennis lessons had nothing to do with tennis. I was helping people through hard times. I was helping a lot of players through, you know, performance anxiety, helping players regulate their emotions when they were losing points and like be able to keep it together and get the next point. There's just so much that goes into it that has nothing to do with who you are, what rank you play, how long you've been playing. Like, a lot of that's really irrelevant, honestly. So don't let people's like qualifications and stuff like intimidate you and scare you. You bring something so incredibly unique to the table. Don't compare the dish that you're bringing to the table to the dish that other people brought. That kind of goes back with comparison. Have the audacity, and there's no room for comparison when it comes to audacity. Another thing is, I'm nowhere near a professional life coach, and here I am giving you life insight and advice and chit-chatting. So that just goes to show that you can literally do whatever you want at any time. Just believe in yourself. Why did I start giving tennis lessons, and why do I have a podcast even though I'm not an expert on anything, literally anything, yet at least? It's because I have the audacity to. There's probably so many other people that wanted to start private tennis lessons or wanted to create their own podcast or YouTube channel or whatever the case may be, but they just don't have the audacity to do it. I do. That's literally the only difference. I'm just a girl with a microphone and a phone and a lamp directed at me right now, talking. That's literally it. It's nothing that someone else with the same dreams cannot do. It's just, do you have what it takes to do it? Do you have what it takes to start? The people who are mad and discrediting you and saying that you aren't qualified to do whatever you're trying to do, or Who does she think she is starting a podcast? Who does she think she is having private tennis lessons? Whatever people will say, because people love to talk. And the thing is, I feel like the people who talk the most have literally nothing going on for themselves, but that's the tea. That's my tea, at least. The people mad and discrediting you are literally the people that don't have the audacity to do what they like. So they're mad at you for actually doing what you like, because it's something that they would just never be able to do. They don't have what it takes to follow their own dreams and passions. So seeing other people do it irritates them. And that kind of steers back into jealousy. See how all of this stuff is coming full circle? But I'm honestly going to get to confidence and some other stuff in a whole nother episode, because this is just getting way too long. The thing is, I'll record episodes and just never put them out because I don't want to edit them. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for listening, and I hope to catch you in my next episode. Be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast to keep up with when I'm posting new episodes with me and just stuff that goes on over there. I think I might do a Q&A because I haven't done like a episode about me and like who I am, what I like, what I don't like, all that stuff since the podcast came out. So I should probably do that again. Anyways, hope you enjoyed the episode. Leave a review so I can give you a shout out, and I will catch you in the next episode. I hope the microphone was actually working the whole time. If not, that would actually be super awkward. But peace, love, tranquility. Mwah. Kisses. Bye.